The question now is, what does your husband expect from you? You know, many women do not understand their husbands, and they think of dealing with them in the same way they deal with their sisters or friends, and this stands as a major problem. The first point and the most important point that all men wait their wives to give is respect. The expression of love for a man is respect. And this, as you know, very important, because sometimes you respect your husband, but you show disrespect. By reading your pitched voice, he may accept it as disrespect, although deeply inside you respect your husband. But the translation was wrong. He led the subject and the problem away, and he's now angry with your disrespect. So take care of this. All men wait respect. Look to this in Ephesus. St. Paul was saying, let each one of you in particular love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. So he used the word love for a man, and he used the word respect for a woman. Also, please beware of making fun of him or criticizing him harshly. Don't ever, never ever criticize your husband harshly or in front of anybody. This is kind of disrespect. He loses his emotions towards you. بتعبرنا البلدي بيقفل. His tendency, his desire, his love, his emotions are getting abruptly down with disrespect. And respect for a man means the priority, a priority of your attention and care. This is what man waits his woman to give. He needs to see you putting himself prior to any other body or any other thing. The second point, all men love the meekness of a woman. You know, nowadays the culture praises the strong woman, and this secular world around is praising the strong woman doing this and that. But for a man, man wants his wife meek, not weak, but meek. And this is really a big difference. Meek like Saint Mary. Meek is, you know, kind of virtue in which there is quietness, there is smiling face, there is welcoming attitude, there is kind of kindness, there is a pure heart, there is spontaneous and simplicity. All these virtues in the word meek. Meekness. So all men like their women to be meek. Look to this. Don't let your adornment be outward arranging to her wearing gold or putting on fine apparel. But you know, after this, St. Peter was saying, الروح الوديع الهادئ, the meek, quiet spirit of a woman. That's the real adornment. Remember, when it comes to our Lord Jesus Christ, he was meek, and he is also always meek, because you know he will not quarrel, not cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. This is kind of meekness. So any woman puts her voice high or quarreling or making problems, this, you know, usually against meekness. Also written in the Bible in Colossians chapter 3, therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on, look to this, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. You can put it on. Don't say, this is my character, I'm always like that. No, you can change. You should put on this kind of cloth. The gracious one is kindness, humility, meekness, and long suffering. You can take this virtue from the Lord. Silence, quietness, kindness, whatever. The third point. Husband wait or expect from his wife to smile and to be satisfied. If you remember the instruction given by the church in the wedding ceremony, they say, Abuna said to the Al-Arusa, تُقَبِلِيهِ بِالْبَشَاشَةِ وَالْتِرْحَامِ. And everybody loved at that time, because this never happens usually. So this kind of bashasha, the church understands how important the husband to see his wife smiling. This is very important, because the smiling of a wife means to her husband that he is fine, he is doing his part, and he is really responsible, and she is happy with him. Just the smiling. So if you cannot smile, you are telling him many other messages. You are a big failure. You never satisfy me. So this is kind of importance to any man. Now godliness with contentment is great gain. Look to this in Fil Amsal, Proverbs, a continual dripping on a very rainy day, and the contentious woman are alike, like raining. Whoever restrains her restrains the wind, and grasps oil with the right hand. And you cannot never stop her. الوقف ده اللي هو ايه مطر مش راضي يقف والواحد خلاص غرق مش مستحمل. So being meek and humble and easily satisfied and smiling around the day, this kind of importance to any man. A satisfied soul loses the honeycomb, but to a hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. So if you are satisfied with your relation with the Lord, you can easily smile whatever happening around and whatever your husband doing. It's kind of relation between you and God. If you are happy in your relation with the Lord, you can smile. Long ago they were saying, smile, God loves you. Not because you are rich, not because you are doing this and that, but simply because you are enjoying the love of the Lord. Beware of grumpiness. ما عرفش النكد ده يعني ترجم ازاي. لكن please, 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 wives, beware of يعني getting naked in your homes. Try to be strong enough not to let this devil inside your home. Number four, all husbands expect submission and running back to him, referring back to him. All husbands, whatever they are, good or bad, they expect their wives to submit themselves, and they expect them to go back to them, to refer back to them, to counsel them. Even if you are very much smart and very much strong and you are a big leader in your work and you had many experiences and maybe much more than him in some aspects, but they enjoy this, that you refer back to them and you ask them. Look to this, wives, likewise be submissive to your own husband, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives. So this kind of submission, because somebody is saying related to St. Paul teaching, this is St. Peter by the way. So submission is a biblical commandment for all wives. It's not related to St. Paul or St. Peter. No, it's God's commandment. Also, St. Paul, wife, submit to your own husband as the Lord, for the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church. He is the savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, let the wives be there to their own husbands in everything. So this is, you know, very important and not easy. For a woman who is like you, successful and strong in personality and have many experiences, And for some of the husbands who are not faithful enough or good enough in many things, submission is the real problem. But you need to be girls of the Lord, daughters يعني, ولاد ربنا. So you ask the Lord to help to submit yourself to your husband, whatever the condition. Also, St. Peter was saying, for in this manner, in former time, the holy women who trust in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husband. This is back to St. Peter. As Sarah obeyed Abraham, called him Lord, whose daughters you are, in this verse, are if you do good and are not afraid with any terror. So submission and referring to the husband is essential. Number five. All men expect their wives to have some kind of motherhood. I cannot say this in front of men. Men, even in their late age, still feel some childish attitude. They lack mothers. They need the motherhood. They need this sensation or feeling. So a good wife can support little of the motherhood to her husband. Kind of caring, kind of being تدلعوا شوية يعني الحتة دي مهمة عند الرجال. When they in the last chapter of Proverbs, the ideal woman who Solomon يعني focus on her, she watches over the ways of her household, does not eat the bread of idleness, her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. So when you are a good mother before the eyes of your husband, he will respect you more. He will appreciate this, even if he does not say any good words. By the way, being a good mother is very important for your husband. And also this kind of activity. Nowadays, I met many in Cairo. I meet many husbands complaining of the laziness of their wives. This became an issue nowadays because she sleeps more. She is not caring much for her children. Sometimes I excuse you because I found an excuse because you are frustrated and you are sometimes tired of many things. But put in mind that this point is flaring up with the husband, being lazy. So being active is important for any husband. Being a good mother and active woman. Look to this, who is slothful in his work is a brother to him who is a great destroyer. Look to this, this kind of slothful is kind of a destructive personality. The lazy man does not roost what he took in hunting, but diligence, man's precious position. So this kind of struggle, effort, diligence is your real fortune. But don't be lazy. Six. Number six, wisdom and not being a spendthrift. All men expect their women to catch money and not being musrif. This is a common complaint of all men, that women do not consider the value of money. This is a common complaint. I know many men are, on the other hand, bukhala. I know. But just put in mind that you should consider the how your husband look at things. This is kind of character inside the man, that he loves money more than women. Women loves jewelry, like men loves points, loves dollar. طبعا ده كله خطية, ده كله ده إن كان ده ولا ده, بس احنا بنقول له كل بيحصل. Look to this, when he was expressing the ideal woman, he said, Solomon said, she considers the field and buys it from her prophets. She plants a vineyard, she girds herself with strength, and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good. Her lamp does not go out by night. Look to this. It's kind of being mudabbira, wa'ya. She is hard worker, she spends the night working, and she is good in managing money issue, not just getting them away. Also it's written, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. The woman who speaks wisdom is really, to her husband, is kind of crown on his head. Because many women, you know, the tongue of a woman is not easily controlled. So being spelling only good words, wise words, it's really a great virtue in women. And husbands love the woman when they speak always wise. Look to this. He who guards his mouth preserves his life. Look to this. Who guards his mouth preserves his life. But he who opens wide his lips shall have destruction. Ayah halwa. Who opens wide his lips shall have destruction. Number 7. I'm telling you what your husband expects of you. So all these points are to be considered. Number 7, yearning to him and needful. I mean here the physical need. Your husband is in need to your physical relationship. And this, you know, sometimes some women ignore this kind of need and look down to this kind of need. And they may disrespect their husband for this need. And because they do not, some women, do not have such a desire, they consider this kind of selfishness. But this in man is important, and we should remind ourselves of this. The wife does not have authority over her own body. Remember, this is Saint Paul, who was not a married man, but he knew this quite well. That's why he started by saying the wife. Wife does not have authority over her own body. He started by the woman because this is more important for a man. But the husband does, and likewise the husband does not have authority, likewise, you know. The husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. And you know, when it comes to the punishment of Adam and Eve, to the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. Some of those who understand this verse, that the desire of a woman to her husband is mostly psychological, but the desire of a man for his wife is mainly physical. And this stands a big problem in their communication. She needs his touch, his smile, his kindness, his quality time, his communication, and lastly, the relationship. But he puts his physical relation before all of this list. So we have to understand each other. Number 8, freedom and privacy. Man expects his wife to give him some more freedom, because some women give no freedom to their husbands. They want to know each single phone call and each single decision he make, and they want to interfere in his work sometimes, in his relations sometimes. This is, you know, kind of يعني خنقة يعني مش كويسة يعني مش عاوز اقول لكم بيتقال ايه في الاعترافات بس ايه خنيقة دي طلع كلمة بقى لها 20 سنة كده خنيق يعني مش خنقة خنيق لا دلوقتي بيقولوها عادي يعني اول ما الراجل يدخل يقول لي مراتي خنيقة انا افهم على طول يعني يعني كلام سهل مش حاجة جديدة Sharing does not mean ownership or interference. To share I know most of women answer back, it's kind of sharing. No, wait a minute. Sharing does not mean ownership, intellect. Sharing is kind of loving each other. But you shouldn't know every single detail. You need not to know this. And also, it's not interference. To share, not to interfere. This is different. Beware of checking after your husband. You know, if you start doing this, devil usually gets in. When you start checking after your husband, his phone calls, his laptop, I know not all men are very faithful. Okay. But this is not the way you can help your husband to stick to God. This is not the way. He needs more love. He needs spiritual guidance. He needs a spiritual partner to help, not just a judge in house to judge him as big failure, as a bad guy. So please take care of this. Beware of checking after your husband, or else he will be hard-headed. مش بس hard-headed يعني كمان he will lie. You push him to lie when you check after him. So please try not to know everything and be perfect as you were always. And this is the way you can help him to go back to God. Give him a little break for his solitude. You know, men has some part which women do not have, what they call empty box. You don't have like empty box. There's kind of box inside his head which he go when in trouble, when in pain, that he wants just to stay alone for some time, doing nothing and trying to think of nothing. By the way, this is kind of empty box, doing nothing and trying even not to think of anything. Okay, don't get into this. Just leave him alone for some time. Don't deal with him as the way you expect him to deal with you if you are in trouble. No, he's different. So just give him some little break, and then afterwards you can مالك حبيبي. لكن مالك حبيبي من أول دقيقة هيتنرفز وهيلخبط. Until he comes down, give him a space of time. Number 9, men expect transparency, faithfulness, truthfulness. Men always expect this of their wives. You should be transparent to your husbands. You should be faithful. Because any kind of lying toward your husband, he might go into very dark distrust. And this distrust is destructive. If your husband proves that you lie many times, he will not trust you and you can never enjoy your life after. It's rather more difficult for a man to trust his wife than for a wife to trust her man. So please stay away from lying or تخبوا حاجات لأن ده خطر. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds. Look to this, put away from you a deceitful mouth and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. Look to this. This is very perfect. انزع عنك التواء الفم ابعد عنك انحراف الشفتين لتنظر عيناك الى قدامك واكفانك الى امامك مستقيما. If you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? If you are honest and you are not honest or faithful in his rights, he had the right to know many things. If you did not give him the right, you do not expect your rights. This, applied for both parts. Last point, finally, appreciation and encouragement. Men are very much needy for appreciation and encouragement. Don't believe that your men are strong enough not to need words of appreciation and encouragement. No, all men on different levels, stages, activities, achievements, they need encouragement, they need appreciation. So a word of appreciation will help your husband to love you more, to respect you more, to care for you more. So don't bother giving him this kind of appreciation. We exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. شجعوا صغار النفوس. اسندوا الضعفاء. شجعوا صغار النفوس, by the way, most men كذا اتبعوا الخير للجميع. Look, even our Lord Jesus Christ considered the appreciation. He does not need anything, definitely, but he considered the appreciation when the leper came to him after his after the miracle. The Lord asked, were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? So where are the nine? There were ten and only one returned back to say glory to you, God. So the appreciation is considerable. Look to this. Also, our Lord was always encouraging to everybody, up to what said, a bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench, till he sent forth justice to victory. So he never evaluate anybody, but always encourage and appreciate any single good thing done. نراجع العشرة. Okay. Yeah. Respect, meekness, smiling, submission, motherhood, wisdom, yearning. He needs you to yearn towards him. Privacy or freedom, transparency, appreciation.